the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were explaining this part of the Kumail supplication. Ya Mawlai, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك. My protector, how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك. Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and you see his place? Among the wonders of the divine mercy is that he subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and grants great blessings for just few acts of the servants, and one of the keys that he has presented before all the servants is the key of prayer. Now, we have many traditions that imply that supplication without action is worth nothing. So, we should understand and try to comprehend this point that our action needs to accompany our supplications and du'as if we want to get close to Almighty Allah's mercy. First and foremost, the person needs to understand his own indigence, his own faqr and neediness, and then he needs to present it to Allah. This is what we are seeing in this part of the Kumail supplication. The person is confined in the different levels of fire and he has no hope. He has nowhere else to turn to except the Almighty Allah. Now, let us clarify this relation between prayer and action with an example. A farmer should not confine himself to prayer only. If we recommend him to pray to Almighty Allah, this does not mean that he should be forsaking plowing, irrigating the land, pulling out the weeds, and looking after the plants. He should not stop protecting them from different diseases and so on. Because a prayer, as such, will not be accepted because it is categorized under this narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, one who supplicates without acting is like the one who shoots an arrow without a bow. So, similarly, the prayer of a sick man would not be accepted if he does not visit a physician and consume medication. How can such a prayer be answered when the supplicant has turned away from the norms and sunan that the Almighty Allah has set in the universe? No prayer can be accepted but within the framework of the divine norms. This is the most important, I assume, the most important requisite of supplications. Because the one who answers the call of his servants is the very one who has laid these norms and customs in the universe and nature. And he is the one who has commanded the servants to follow these norms and seek their provision and needs through these things.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torments when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is the point we need to understand. To put action into good use with prayer. And to supplicate to God based on these norms he has set in the nature. So he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in this regard, it is he who made the earth tractable for you. So walk on its flanks and eat of his provision. And elsewhere, the Holy Quran says, and when the prayer is finished, disperse through the land and seek Allah's grace. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. The chapter of Jumu'ah says. So in the same way that prayer cannot be a substitute for putting efforts, likewise, acting cannot be a substitute for prayer as well, because the keys of this universe are in the hands of Allah. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who bestows upon his servants through prayer what they're not able to achieve by their own efforts. Because he is the one who facilitates for the servants, by virtue of prayer, those natural means, those asbab al-tabi'iyyah, which they are unable to attain by their own endeavors. The point is that if the servants try to connect their worldly actions, these mundane works and everyday lives and every aspect of their living, if they try to connect them to one aspect of the Almighty Allah, this will totally change their action. This is only one intention. This is only happening in the mind of the man doing it. This staying hopeful of the Almighty Allah's mercy is only in the mind, and you might not see it in his face, but this is what is changing his ending, and he will, God willing, see the divine mercy. We'll talk about this more, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close. close to you.